This year's winner of Britain's prestigious Man Booker Prize is novelist Alan Hollinghurst. He beat out five other finalists to win the $90,000 prize for his novel The Line of Beauty. It tells the story of a gay 20-year-old Oxford graduate living in Margaret Thatcher's Britain during the 1980s. It is the first time in the 36-year-old history of the Booker Prize that a gay-themed novel has won. The BBC's arts correspondent Rebecca Jones joins me now. Apparently, this wasn't an easy decision by the judges.
No, far from it. The judges said it was very close and difficult, and in the end, it wasn't even a unanimous decision. They had to go to several votes. Basically, they were torn between three books. The first was The Line of Beauty, which obviously went on to win. The second was a book by David Mitchell called Cloud Atlas, which had been the hottest favourite to win in the history of the Booker Prize, so really everyone expected that one to win. And the third was by the Irish writer Colm Tobin for his book about the American writer Henry James. Now, the judges said there was barely half a length between them all, but in the end, they gave the nod to Alan Hollinghurst because they said his book was exciting and brilliantly written.
Well, one of the things about it is that it's quite critical of the Thatcher era.
It is indeed. The novel is set during the Thatcher years of the 1980s, and it's framed, if you like, by Margaret Thatcher's two general election victories in 1983 and 1987. And it deals with, I suppose, what some might describe as the worst excessive of that period: greed, money, corruption, the me generation, as some people call it, as well as social problems like the spread of AIDS. And asked why he'd set the novel then, Alan Hollinghurst said it was because it was such a period of change. He said he felt a sense of unhappiness and indignation about the period, and he said he needed historical distance from it before he felt able to write about it, but that he really did want to write about it because he was so unhappy himself during that period.
What about Alan Hollinghurst? Was this at all autobiographical? How does it fit into the rest of his work?
Well, he's 50. He's a former teacher and a former journalist. He was born in Gloucestershire, and like the eponymous hero of the book that you mentioned, Nick Guest, he was educated at Oxford. Now, his first book, The Swimming Pool Library, was published in 1988, and it was tremendously shocking. One critic, I think, described it as the best book about gay life written by an English author. And then he followed that with a book in 1994 called The Folding Star, which was actually shortlisted for the Booker, but didn't win. And there were suspicions that the really graphic descriptions of sex might have actually put off the judges. But no qualms this year. And as you said in your introduction, this is the first work of gay fiction that's won the Booker Prize in its history, 36 years of it.
The BBC's arts correspondent, Rebecca Jones, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And again, the winner of this year's Man Booker Prize is the novel The Line of Beauty by Alan Hollinghurst.